This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I'm asking you a question. How accepting are you of yourself? I think that many of us haven't really accepted ourselves. We look at how other people treat us or how they like us or how they accept us and how we fit in. But we don't really see that within ourselves. We may even feel undervalued by other people and feel that we're being taken advantage of. And sometimes that's directly correlated because we're hanging out with people that, just don't really have our best at heart. Many of them don't even have their best at heart. They don't really respect themselves or care about themselves or do quality things for themselves. So why, you know, I find it interesting because we hang out with people and go, I don't know why I'm being treated like this. I don't know why they're treating me so poorly. Well, you know, yes, you can deal with some people that might be highly manipulative. You might be dealing with some people that are narcissistic in nature or dealing with another type of personality disorder. But you also may be dealing with people who also don't see their value. If they don't see their value, how are they going to ever see yours? I find that very interesting. And I think that many of us give other people credit that maybe necessarily they haven't really, well, achieved. I know that many folks out there, when I'm working with people, they haven't seen their own value. They don't know their value. They don't know their worth. They haven't even worked to understand who they are. They don't even know who they really are and what they stand for. They know more about somebody that they met on a dating app for 5 minutes than they know themselves. And that's super true. I mean, many people know more about somebody they meet in 1 hour than they know about themselves. Like, what they love, you know, their pursuits, their dreams, their purpose, their desires, their fears, all that stuff. And usually when it comes to us as humans, we are normally strangers to ourselves. And that's why when we're in relationships and we talk about growing and that sort of thing, people say, well, I guess we just grew apart. Well, did we grow apart, or is it the fact that you started, like, learning a little bit about yourself and realizing that this was relationship wasn't congruent to your work or to your value? You know, and that's what's interesting is a lot of times people have to get in a relationship with somebody else to begin to work on their relationship with themselves. However, that's not always true. Some people don't work on a relationship with themselves. The relationship doesn't work. They find themselves in another relationship doing it all over again, and they wonder why that relationship didn't work or ended very similar. Remember that most of us are working on programs. We're living, we have our brain running, you know, a mile a minute. We're running on a program, a mental program. And most of the time we're just interfacing with other people in their programs, right? So, you know, is it that we're interfacing with them and really having an interaction that's really, you know, mindful? No, probably not. More of it is what my mind is saying and what your mind is saying and how I interpret that based on my program. I can interpret that favorably. I can interpret that non-favorably. I can interpret that hostile. I can interpret that peaceful. All depending on my own program. Isn't that interesting? Yeah, it's very interesting. And many of us haven't checked our old, outdated programs. And those old, outdated programs, well, they just kind of make our life a living hell. You know, and that's definitely something that we'll be talking about in upcoming shows. Because these programs that go amok, you know, that's why we have software updates and patches all the time, right? But many of us don't realize that we have to update our own programming. Yeah, it's interesting. We actually have to work on ourselves. We have to do the work. We have to do the hard work to get the benefits, to reap the benefits. I know that many of you out there listening today on Live Your True Life Perspectives, you feel as though life is challenging. It's difficult. And others don't seem to know you for you. You feel like, I don't know, you just kind of feel like people don't get it. They don't get you. They don't understand you at your core. And that can be painful. Because we wonder, why can't they understand me? Why can't they get what I'm trying to say? Why don't they understand my plight? Or why don't they understand what matters to me or my values or anything like that? Very interesting. And I find that we have a tendency of looking to others for not understanding us or not catching our nuances or understanding what we're going through, but we really don't ever look at ourselves for not understanding that about ourselves. Yes, I'm talking about learning about ourselves. And I've realized that we don't look at the fact that we don't really understand ourselves. That's what's also making our life extremely challenging and difficult, because we don't understand our feelings or our emotions or why we do certain things that we do. Many of us make choices that we don't understand why we're making the choices. Why am I making this choice? Why? What is up with this choice? Why have I chosen this for my life? Very good questions. All very good questions. And then you struggle or you get angry with the fact that you don't know why you made this choice. Why did I make this choice? Huh. Okay. Well, it wasn't the greatest of choices. I feel like I've made this choice before. And many of you start to begin, if you get mindful and aware, you start to begin to realize there's what we call patterns. Cycles. Patterns and cycles in our life. And some of these patterns and cycles can be kind of toxic. Some of them can be extremely toxic. And we have to begin to analyze that and accept that and understand where those patterns begin. We have to be mindful in order to understand that. Otherwise, we cannot stop the pattern. And this pattern usually has been around for a very, very long time. Okay? It's been around for a long time. We've been dealing with it for a long time. Many of us might choose toxic relationships. Maybe we choose toxic relationships and we find ourselves consistently in a toxic relationship. And we say, why is that? Why do I tend to date people that are narcissistic? Why do I seem to date people that seem to have tendencies or symptoms of borderline personality disorder? You know, and it's interesting because I find that these patterns are based on our insecurities. They're based on our desires to fit in. They're based on our insecurities. They're based on our, you know, elementary thoughts that we have as children. And those continue these patterns because of fear of being alone, fear of being abandoned, fear of not being loved. You know, all these things play the role. And so, you know, I think this leads me to another question. And no matter where you are, if you're home listening to the radio or listening to the broadcast online, or maybe you're driving and you're listening to it on your AM dial, no matter how you're listening to the show, I want to ask you a question. How much personal exploration have you done in your life? I ask you that question because I've done a lot. And there was a time when I hadn't, you know, well over 20 years ago. And I remember when I started doing my self-exploration, I asked for help and nobody could really help me because they hadn't done it and they don't know how to help because they've never done it themselves. They can't help me do something they've never done. And some people would give you the runaround and act like they knew more than you because then they would make you feel uncomfortable because they didn't want to tell you that they hadn't done the work. Other people wanted to give you the quick thing, you know, go by there, get some medication or do what you need to do to try to get better, and that'll help you feel better instead of working on the deep work. And sometimes medication is useful and can be helpful, but sometimes it's not, and it's just a Band-Aid, and it just pushes the timeline down. It's just, we're just kicking the can down the road of when we're actually going to deal with the situation. And these are the things that I really want you to think about today. You know, most people want to do the work, or they don't really maybe necessarily know what the work is. But I think more often, most people do the work on themselves to get others to like them, to get approved by others. What do I need to do to get her to like me? What do I need to do to get him to marry me? Instead of doing things for themselves. You know, what do I need to do to get that person to be with me forever? What do I need to do to get married to this person and have this life? All interesting questions, right? But it's not about us. And so what happens here is we don't do the deep work. We don't know what we truly want. We really don't understand that. And then we do what we need to do to make this person like us. But it's not necessarily what we wanted. And after a few years, we might be with this person. And you start waking up because you realize it really wasn't about them, or you begin to find issue with the relationship, and you're using that issue with the relationship so that you don't have to work on your own stuff. Again, a distraction. And this is what I specialize in, helping people to understand. It's all about learning who they are. Once you learn who you are and you go through the process of what I work on with clients, your life changes forever in a really, really amazing way. Okay? It just does. And it's something that you can eventually maintain on your own. I'm there for maintenance as well, but you know what I'm saying? It's like, it's something that you can see drastic positive change. You know, eye-opening, aha moments every time we work together. And that's what's so important to me, is that the work that you do needs to have treats. And you get treated with the fact that you learn something amazing about yourself that you didn't know. You get treated because you go, wow, okay, this is what all the work's for. This is what all the work's for. This is what all the dedication's for. This is why I'm doing it. Okay, I get it now, you know. And think about that. Most people do the work on themselves to get others to like them, not for them to begin to appreciate and like themselves. This is very profound. And I wanted to share this with you today because, you know, you matter to me. And I want you to understand that, because if you didn't matter to me, I wouldn't be sharing you this information, because this information is life-changing. This information is expensive, because most people don't know it, right? And so the more and more you can work with somebody that has clarity to understand this, the closer you get to your truth. And see, the most important thing about working with somebody that understands this and knows their truth is that they're not going to put their program on you. I found that fundamentally in this industry, people put their programs on other people unintentionally. Their blind sides, their situations. That's why when I have some clients work with me, they say, well, I was working with somebody and they were really cool, but they kept saying this or that. It just didn't resonate with me. I couldn't understand it. I didn't get it. And, you know, I've been working with you for one session and I get it. And, you know, I feel that that's because when we have our own stuff going on that we haven't dealt with, when you're listening to somebody else talk in session, it begins to trigger that stuff. And so you do not have a clear understanding of what the other person is dealing with. You have to have full-on clarity to help somebody. And if you don't have that full clarity, you're not being very helpful. You're actually kind of being a hindrance. And that's something that you really, truly want to think about. And I think that that's something that's also extremely powerful, and something that a lot of folks don't talk about. So when we return, we're going to talk about how do you begin to be a friend of yourself. There's going to be multiple series on this, because this takes a lot of time and effort to put together, as well as the fact that I only want to give you a certain amount of nuggets per show, because I found, and I've been told by listeners that they love the show, but they are integrating the work, but they feel like there's so much to integrate. If I could kind of piecemeal it out a little better, they said that it would be easier to put into their day-to-day life and be consistent with. So I'm definitely following these emails. I appreciate all the emails that I've been receiving. Thank you so much. Dan Nelson, our resident historian and genealogist, will be joining us here later on in the hour, and I can't wait to talk with him. And that's going to be really about accepting yourself and diversity, and I think it's going to be a wonderful lead-in from what we're talking about today. So stay with us. We have a great show still for you. We got some really great stuff coming up. Don't leave. And stay on the dial, stay here on USA Radio Networks, and live your true life perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in two shapes.
Hi, my name is Reginald Harvey, and I'm a wellness champion. Self-determinance is my preferred way of living whenever possible. But life just throws challenges in our path that don't fit our personal plans. How do you bridge these life road bumps? I just published the medical memoir, Anatomy of a Patient, as a journal of my battle with a life-threatening illness, stage 4 renal failure. I have learned that disease is just the clinical definition of the sickness, whereas illness is how we choose to live with it. In my case, I immediately had to decide whether to run and hide and wait to die, or to dare to live. No, dare to thrive. Join me in a conversation that few are willing to have. You can hear me on Live Your True Life Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. For more information, go to reggieharvey.net. That's R-E-G-G-I-E-Harvey.net.
ArtForYourCause.com supports artists. There's no cost to join Art For Your Cause, and artists receive an individual artist profile, an online art sales gallery with your artist statement, a link to your website, your original work, your art prints, as well as art printed on awesome products. You retain the copyright, and you get paid. ArtForYourCause.com donates 10% of each buyer's purchase to their nonprofit of their choice in the checkout, where there's over 1 million nonprofits to select from. Go ahead and check out ArtForYourCause.com.
Are you looking for or interested in artwork for your home or office? Are you interested in purchasing artwork? Even seeing behind the scenes of the art-making process? Supporting the artist in their journey? Even finding out information like what makes an artist collectible? And to get the artist's perspective? Go to artforyourcause.com/AP. That's artforyourcause.com/AP. And become an Art Lover member today.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I'm talking about accepting yourself. And sometimes we have to work on that. We don't work on that. We don't realize the value of that. Right before the break, I was talking about how a lot of us feel undervalued by others, and we may feel challenged, and we feel like it's difficult because we feel like people don't really know who we are. And we feel as though we are unheard. And I feel that this directly relates, because it does, into personal exploration. How much personal exploration have you done? Because until you truly know who you are, other people will not know you. That's a fact. Until you truly know who you are, other people will not know you, because you're not allowing them to know you because you don't know who you are. And I feel like most people only work on themselves to impress somebody else, to land somebody else in a relationship, to get married to somebody, to impress someone, to get somebody else to like them. They don't do it for themselves. And I find that's one of the biggest downfalls in human existence. So how do we begin to be a friend to ourselves? How? How do we do it? And we're going to do some multiple shows on here about this exact topic. in this series. So, you know, I appreciate all the emails that have been coming in. CoachBurgess@gmail.com, thank you for sending your emails on the show and appreciation of the show, and also letting me know that you love the show, but you want smaller morsels of knowledge and nuggets to be able to impart them in a day-to-day life. So I'm hearing you. I'm taking that into consideration. So we'll do a multiple series on this. So how do we begin to become a friend of ourselves and get to know ourselves? How do we do that? Very interesting information. How do we begin to do that? And I found that the first thing we want to do to be that friend to ourselves is to begin to watch the talk in our own mind, to begin to examine and take a look at the chatter in our own mind. I've sat down with clients in this last few days, you know, on Skype, FaceTime, you know, and we talking, and they'll say something like, oh God, I'm such an idiot, or oh man, what a loser, I can't believe I said that or did that. That kind of talk is the stuff that we got to begin to watch. Some of you out there are calling yourself names 24/7. Why is that? It's because you've gotten into the program of doing it. Somehow or not, you decided that you were going to be down on yourself, that you were going to be angry with yourself. You decided that you're an idiot, or you're a moron, or you're a loser because of something that happened at some point in time in your life. Maybe multiple situations that made you feel that way. But we're going to get past that. We're going to work on that today. So I want you to begin by really analyzing those thoughts in your head, catching it when it's happening. And this takes some mindfulness, guys. This takes some mindfulness. It's not easy breezy to do. This takes actual mindfulness to actually get this from your head to paper and to analyze the fact that this is actually being said, because this is the only way to stop it. It is. It's the only way to stop it. It's the only way that we can get the information and knowledge we need to be able to see honestly. Because, see, our mind is going a million miles an hour. Okay? There's constant chatter, constant conversation, and we got to know what that conversation is. And once we can pick up on that, we can really analyze the situation properly. Right? And then we understand where your thoughts are coming from, but we also understand why you're feeling a specific way. We don't understand why we're feeling a specific way. Sometimes we can feel depressed or sad or angry. This is all predicated from the fact that there's a thought that's in our head that's making us feel that certain way. It's not because, you know, the cloud cover changed. It's not because a song came on the radio. It's because what's going on in our head is affecting us at that level. It's just that easy to figure out, okay? And we're going to talk more about that here later on in the hour. You don't want to leave. Live Your True Life Perspective's got some great stuff coming up. Don't miss it. Dan Nelson's going to be here in studio, our resident genealogist and historian, and I can't wait to hear what he's going to be talking about today. So don't forget, stay here. We got more information, more content. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back again. I'll be back this time in two shades. We are all striving to live our true life, and part of living our true life is learning about our past. Passing knowledge and family history down to the next generations help those generations to learn where they came from, who they're related to, and to learn about the accomplishments of their ancestors. We've all seen the commercials on TV where you buy a kit, spin into a plastic tube, and receive a few morsels of information that need a lot more connecting of the family dots. Instead, how about hiring a true professional to help you find out your true family history? Dan Nelson is the resident historian of Live Your True Life Perspectives, a professional who does more than looking you up on the internet and compiling bits of history. He travels the country doing research around things that your family deserve to know. Take a moment now and contact Dan at 214-914-3598. That's 214-914-3598, and begin to learn your history.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
After spending the day on Capitol Hill, Secretary of the Treasury Steven Mnuchin is beginning to get frustrated as the Democrats and the Republicans cannot come up with a deal to get schools reopened properly.
Time is very important. That's why we're here. We have schools that are getting ready to open. We have kids that need to be protected as they go back to school. We want to make sure that the states have enough money to open the schools safely. Now, the president would like us to make a deal. Unfortunately, we did not make any progress today. We discussed the same issues. I think if we can reach an agreement on state and local and unemployment, we will reach an overall deal. And if we can't, we can't.
Secretary Mnuchin said that President Trump will likely take executive action on some of the relief proposals, including unemployment, if they are not able to break the deadlock with the Democrats. This is USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I've been talking about acceptance of self and how to make that a true reality. You know, I've asked some questions. Do you feel undervalued by others? Sometimes we do. Do you feel as though life is challenging and difficult, and you don't know what to do, and you don't know if other people really understand who you are? You know, my question, and it's important to analyze this, because I realize that if we don't really understand ourselves and do personal exploration, we really don't know who we are to be able to honestly portray ourselves to other people. You know, we have to kind of understand who we are through and through to be able to understand our dynamic, our personality, our purpose, and the reason why we make certain choices and do certain things. right before the break, I was talking about being able to watch how we talk to ourselves internally. That internal talk. You know, many of us have dialogue that is extremely negative. It's extremely negative and it's self-deprecating, and we've had that for a very long time. And many of us know it. We haven't done anything about it. We know it. We haven't done anything about it. We don't know what to do about it. Some of us haven't done anything. Some of us try to do something, but we don't really know what to do. And, you know, a lot of times, too, you hear people talking about just, you know, creating some affirmations and think positive. But what do you do with that other stuff, you know, because you can't just hide it. You know, that's something that we really need to let go of and begin to catch ourselves and police ourselves when we are thinking negative about ourselves. You know, I think that a lot of times in our society, it's like, oh, just sweep it under the rug. Think about something happy. You know, think about rainbows and unicorns and we'll all move on. But, you know, how do we honestly make that a true reality? How do we do that and move forward without lying to ourselves? Because I think many times that's what we're doing. We're lying to ourselves, acting as if everything's fine when everything's not. And I've realized that in order to really analyze who we are and how we feel about ourselves, we do need to get into our conscious and our subconscious and be able to analyze that. You know, I like to also really connect with my dreams, and I know I've done some dream analysis as well with some folks and also for myself, and it can be very poignant as far as recognizing dreams, the subjects, the connections, and what it's all about. And it can be a very interesting situation when you begin to kind of connect the dots, but it begins with the mind and the thinking mind and what's going on right now and just taking an inventory. And accepting things, not judging things, not sitting there going, oh my God, I can't believe I thought that about myself, or I can't believe I did this, or I can't believe I did that. Try to let go of the personal judgment so that we can actually get to the crux of what we need to get to make the changes. You know, I think that it's interesting when we do begin to analyze our thoughts, it means that we're taking inventory of what we're thinking about. We're not letting it go unpoliced. And that's all it is that, you know, if you had somebody that was talking in your ear 100 miles an hour every day, all day, if something they said wasn't true, would you call them on it? Would you call them on it or would you not? And that's basically what you're doing with your own mind. You're taking basically an inventory, going through it, analyzing it, seeing what's being said, writing it down. And I go very in-depth with my clients to really get to the heart of this, because until you get to the heart of this matter, you're going to be triggered by a lot of different people and what they do. You will be triggered by them. And what they do will trigger you so much, it'll be upsetting. And you don't know why you're being triggered so much. Well, you're being triggered because somehow or not what they're saying or doing directly relates to how you actually feel about yourself. I mean, I'll give you a good example. You know, when folks are going through divorce and somebody's, you know, been telling the other person, you know, you're a bad parent. If the person that's being told they're a bad parent is thinking they're a bad parent in their own mind and telling themselves that, that's a trigger, because it's even more upsetting because you're hearing it twice. And that's why it triggers so much, is because that's the question in our own mind. If you believe that you're a good parent and you do everything you can to be a good parent, that's not going to be a trigger for you. Okay, so there's a lot of things that we definitely want to think about. And these are some things that can easily be done, but it takes dedication, honesty, acceptance, truth, and actually wanting to spend the time to get to know yourself instead of not. All these things are extremely important. And I just find it very timely. I find it very timely. So it's a good thing to do and something to work on. Well, I'm also going to give you some more tips here later on in the hour after Dan's segment to really offer a couple of other things and a couple other ideas that we really need to focus on to make sure that we really understand who we truly are. Because this is the most important relationship you'll ever have, is with yourself. Now let's talk about some history. History does repeat itself. And, you know, it's so interesting when we talk about history and we talk about the past, we all learn something. And I find it fascinating. You know, Dan Nelson, our resident historian, genealogist. You know, Dan, I'm always interested in these stories. I mean, they're real-life stories. They're compelling. The stuff that you bring on the show is just it's stuff that I've never heard of.
Yeah, this story that I'm going to share was a big learning experience for me. I knew nothing about what I'm about to share, and it was an eye-opener, but what was cool about it is it tied right into one of my clients. That's the only reason I even found out about it, you know. short of randomly scanning Wikipedia, you wouldn't know about this.
So you stumbled upon this based on a client that you're doing their research for their family tree and knowing their origin. Wow, I bet this was pretty interesting when you told them about this.
Yeah, it was, especially, too, because I did the research while he was taking his DNA. And so when his DNA came back, it made the story more real because it tied to what we discovered. Versus, you know, sometimes you get the opposite. And so, you know, it appears to be a pretty real story, considering how far back in time you're going.
So where are we starting? What time frame?
Well, this is this guy's sixth great-grandfather, my clients, and so we're mid-1700s to late 1700s was the time frame this guy was alive. So I did an episode, a couple months ago about Pearl Pugsley, the one who went to the Arkansas State Supreme Court about the right for girls to wear makeup. Okay, well, this is in the same line. So this guy's name was William Cooper, and he was an Indian trader, and he was a scout. And he sort of lived in an area, people from the south might know this as sort of the Cherokee area, but there was Choctaw, Chickasaw, Creek tribes there also. And it's sort of where Virginia, North Carolina, Tennessee, Kentucky, and northeast Alabama all sort of meet there in southern Appalachian. So that's where he hung out and did his work. So in 1775, he accompanied Daniel Boone to Kentucky. So, you know, we all grew up with this vision of, well, Daniel Boone was in the front. He was the leader. Well, somebody had to show Daniel Boone where to go who'd been there before Daniel Boone. Because Daniel Boone was bringing a bunch of settlers across. He wasn't just going out there by himself. And so this guy was actually hired by a guy named Richard Henderson to assist Boone in clearing the Wilderness Road, which was the main path through the Cumberland Gap. This guy also was the first person to raise corn in Kentucky, so he wasn't just an Indian trader. He also had some farming skills. The Spanish records that existed for that time, just keep in mind the Spanish were involved in that area too, was that this guy was a colored man of Portuguese extraction, and he was working on a fort in the upper Tombigbee River, which the Tombigbee River flows into the Mobile River and comes out of southern Appalachia, so right where we're talking about. So what colored meant back then was a mulatto, which legally meant anyone born of an Indian mother, not African ancestry like we might think of today. Now, things evolved, but back then that's what it meant, is that you had Indian blood if you were mulatto. So he helped them clear this wilderness road. They took it all the way to Nashville, Tennessee. And then he got killed in 1783 defending Fort Nashboro, which is where Nashville is today. But because he did that, they gave him some land and so forth, and his family settled there. So modern day, you know, last, say, 50 years worth of time, there's been people that have studied the people that lived in that part of the world that had this darker skin. But sometimes they'd have blue eyes, and they just didn't fit in with a lot of the features of the others. And there's actually a title given to these people, and it's called Melungeon. So Melungeon is the word you probably never heard before, but you can look it up. And basically what these Melungeons were theorized to be is there was Portuguese merchants called Muranos, Portuguese Jewish. And at times when the Jewish were being persecuted, they got chased out of Europe, and some of them came to this country and settled in. But then politics changed, and suddenly you couldn't hang out in, you know, those days, New York City or Philadelphia. So these guys ended up going out into the wilderness and intermarrying and trading amongst the Indians is sort of the theory of all this. And so they actually call it a tri-racial group that, you know, emerged of Indian, African, Portuguese ancestry, you know, are the predominant ones. And so there's people, family names that actually continue to sort of, you know, propagate this type of nativity. So these Melungeons were families that descended from free people of color who are likely both European and of African ancestry. Then you have mixed race between Africans and Native Americans. And then you had Europeans mixing within that. So it was basically all these three races sort of mixing together. And, you know, there's disagreement about who were they, was they mostly this or were they mostly that, because it wasn't perfect science. And they pretty much married within their group until about 1900. So most of these folks, you know, got described at different times by different people as, oh, they're Portuguese or they're Native American or they're light-skinned African American. But Melungeon is actually what they were. And the way it worked back in the early days of, say, Virginia, as one example, is whatever your mother was, that's what you were born to be, not like the father, which is what it later became. And so if you had a white-looking mother, you were white. If you had a Indian-looking mother, you were Native American. If you had a black mother, then you were considered black. Four names that show up a lot. So if you happen to have these names in your family, you might want to get a hold of me and we can see if we find out if you're a Melungeon. But there's the Gibsons, Collins, Ridleys, and Bunch. There was a number of them. And so that's sort of a good little melting pot story for that little corner of America. But what was cool about it was that my clients... DNA test showed that he had Portuguese and Jewish, small amounts of Portuguese and Jewish DNA, just the right amount that would match up to six generations back. You don't have a whole lot if you go six generations back. And I also learned from it that I mentioned earlier that mulatto was a term used for part European, part American Indian. The term that was used for part African and part American Indian was mestizo. Well, yeah. I've never heard of the word mestizo before, but you don't hear much about people that were of Indian and black descent. So sort of an interesting combination. So that's the story of Melungeons, and now you know.
That's interesting. Wow. That's neat. It's interesting because of the DNA and then the melting pot. You know, we always talk about how our country is the melting pot of obviously all these different races and creeds. Do you feel like our world, or do you think our country's coming together more, or the opposite? What's your thoughts on that?
Well, I think you go through phases where you pull apart and then you come together. You pull apart and you come together. And what causes those things to happen, you know, aren't necessarily predictable. Certainly, when we had world wars, I think history shows we pulled together pretty well, even though there were people that were sympathetic to the Germans, you know. It was not everybody was on board. I think, you know, we saw it after 9/11 that we sort of all pulled together. Right now it seems pretty fractured, but part of it is there's no real easy answers, you know. I don't think if there were easy answers, somebody would give them all to us, you know. But we're sort of making it up as we go, all of us.
I agree with you, Dan. I think it's a learning. I think we're all in a learning phase, and I think that, you know, obviously everything that we've gone through in the last few months is unprecedented. And I think that, you know, if we can, coming together would be a good thing. I think we do need to unify. And that's one of the things that I find is so important, is that if we can just kind of put some things off to the side and maybe come together and try to reach out to our fellow man and woman and do the right thing and start organizing ourselves. I mean, we're powerful together, much more powerful together than fragmented.
Yes, I agree. Every society, every religion, you go back in time, it's always about the golden rule and treating others as you'd like to be treated, or even better, treat others as they'd like to be treated, is going to cause you to be more successful with whatever your ambitions and your initiatives are. And to get hate-filled, in terms of your personal health or even survival.
I totally agree with you, Dan. And, you know, hopefully we can come together. We can put our differences aside. We can find some sort of common ground. And also maybe there's a little bit of media that needs to be put aside, you know, to the side for a little while, too. We try to bring people together on this show. You know, Live Your True Life Perspective is about bringing people together and helping people find that common ground. You know, Dan, I look forward to having you back in live studio next week.
I look forward to it, too, Ashley. Thanks.
Finding that common ground is so important, and I hope that we can find this. I know it's a really interesting time to be alive here on this planet, and we need to find some answers, and I think that if we can work together, we definitely can. But the answers begin with us. It begins with us understanding who we are inside and out, understanding what's in our mind, the programs that are running, and understanding what we do and why we do what we do. And that's the beginning of understanding other people. Once we can understand ourselves, we can understand other people. So it begins with us. It begins with us understanding ourselves at our core. Okay, don't leave yet. We have more information, more nuggets of wisdom here. We'll be back in just a few minutes. And Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time. You know it. I'll be back this time in 2 shakes.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Attention listeners interested in food supplies. If you've ever wanted to create an endless, crash-proof stockpile of survival food and do it with very little money, pay close attention. This could be a game changer. Because the cost-effective do-it-yourself secrets survival food companies won't tell you about are available. Learn all about them at foodshortageusa.com. Check this out. The economic disruption that's occurred in the last 6 months is going to have consequences. Big ones, especially when it comes to food. The availability of food, as well as the inevitable rising prices, which always get passed on to the consumer. The fact is, hyperinflation has huge implications for food and food prices. Smart listeners, you should begin bracing for impact. The good news? There's still time to learn how to get all your garden vegetables into your pantry, stored away, just in case. Learn how at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we've been talking about how to accept yourself, how to find your value, how to understand what you stand for, and most importantly, how to treat yourself kindly in order for us to really get to understand us, what makes us tick, how to be better, all that great stuff. We have to begin to treat ourselves kindly, with kindness, with love, with respect. And we can't do that without beginning to watch the way we talk, the way we talk to ourselves, understanding that type of stuff, to be able to begin to take inventory of our thoughts and be able to understand when we are talking negatively about ourselves. More often than not, we are talking negatively about ourselves more than we even want to admit. I mean, you know, I've caught clients saying that they're a loser or they can't believe that they were that stupid, and the list goes on. And that's not what we want to be talking about in our head about ourselves. It doesn't help us to connect with our highest self because we're judging ourselves, we're making fun of ourselves, we're doing all kinds of things that we wouldn't even do to somebody we didn't like. And so we really need to get abreast of that, get a hold of that, understand what we're doing. We also need to analyze, what are we allowing in our life? What are the situations and circumstances, lifestyle agreements that we're allowing in our life? Are those healthy? Are they not? I mean, what are we allowing in our life? Are we choosing healthy choices or are we not? You know, if we look at toxic relationships, you know, a lot of people are like, I can't believe I got in another toxic relationship. Well, I mean, we have to think about that. We're allowing toxic relationships in our life because of programming and stuff like that from our past. But we've got to make changes to that. If we don't make changes to that, we're never going to get better. And we have to accept the fact that we have made some not so good choices. And we have to begin to analyze those choices because we don't want to keep bringing toxicity in our life, right? We don't want to keep bringing toxicity in our life where we realize that we are bombarded by negative relationships. We're bombarded by people that take advantage of us. We're bombarded by people that lie and manipulate us. All these things are direct correlations to the fact that we're not a friend to ourselves. We're actually quite not the friend at all. A friend wouldn't bring toxic people over there to hang out with you. A friend wouldn't be calling you a loser. A friend wouldn't be calling you an idiot. A friend wouldn't be, oh, I can't believe I screwed up again. You know, all these little things, okay, go far in telling ourselves that we're not valuable. We need to look at our choices. Who are we choosing to be around? What are the choices we're making? What are the things that we're choosing to do? Are we electing to do things that are good for us or not? Are we electing to do things that are actually quite negative? Are we electing to do things that actually go against our values? Are we doing things in our life that really are quite unhealthy? These are the questions you've got to think about. These are the things. And these are the things that I want you to think about. You know, I've done it too. I have to catch myself making, you know, comments in my own head about myself. Or if I made a mistake and then, you know, treating myself poorly. We all have to think about this stuff. You know, nobody is immune from it. We also need to check our relationships because sometimes our relationships directly correlate, right? They correlate to some of the issues that we're dealing with because it correlates to the fact that we're making choices that aren't right choices for us. Okay, these are things that you want to begin to analyze. You want to do the inventory. You want to see it. You want to accept it. And the best thing to do is, like, you don't want to get emotionally down on yourself. You're actually learning a lot about yourself, and this is a powerful place to be. So let's be in a powerful place of learning instead of a place of judgment. So last but not least, guys, you know, I hope that you've enjoyed the show today, and I just appreciate you tuning in to Live Your True Life Perspectives. If you'd like to check out some of the videos, you can go to YouTube. Go to YouTube, put in Ashley Burgess, A-S-H-L-E-Y-B-E-R-G-E-S, Ashley B-E-R-G-E-S. New video content, you know, every single week. We got some new video content every single week and, you know, addressing everything from understanding that negative broken record, being able to be a good friend to yourself, you know, understanding narcissism and different toxicities and being able to understand that and see it for what it is. I hope the show has helped you. And if you have any questions or comments or you have a good idea for a show or you'd like to start working with me, you can go to AshleyBurgess.com, Ashley, B-E-R-G-E-S.com, Ashley, B-E-R-G-E-S.com. Click on that contact page and send me an email, and I'll respond back in 72 hours or less. And I look forward to hearing from you, and I hope to hear from you. So remember, it's about you. Your most important relationship in your life is you. It's to learn about you and to unconditionally love yourself and to be a friend to you. And once you figure that out, a lot of it's smooth sailing. And guess what else? You get to understand unconditional love across the board. Your life changes and you're able to help other people understand the reason for being here. And that's a powerful place to be. You are powerful. Stay powerful. And remember, it's up to you to live your true life, right? Because that's what it's all about. Stay tuned. We'll be back live next week. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time. I'll be back this time in free shape. CreateYourCause.org started with a passion. A passion for making a difference in the world. Inspired by the collective efforts of people like you who work really hard for a cause worthy of your efforts. But a cause needs funding, and we know that effort and hard work can only go so far. A cause needs funding to be sustainable. So we created a platform to assist with raising money using your most valuable asset, your supporters. From environmental causes to helping the families of fallen soldiers, we know that no matter what your cause is, it's what matters most to you. There's no time like the present. Create your cause today. Go to createyourcause.org. That is createyourcause.org.